we're up to in the Law of Prayer, we're doing in chapter 108, and here we're going to discuss the laws of Mishaloh Hispalel L'Sibas Tos Oynes Bayud Chasivim. One who hasn't prayed for a reason, either he made a mistake, or he was, inadvertently didn't do it against his will. He didn't do it, and we have 18 subsections in this law. So we're talking about somebody who hadn't prayed, because either a mistake or some other mishap, whatever, something happened that he was not able to pray. So subsection now, Toin Enadlis Paul Shachris, if you made a mistake or there was some mishap that you did not pray the morning services, Tzarich Lahas Palel Mincha Shtayim, then you must pray Mincha two Minchas. Harishayna L'Shem Mincha, the first one is for the Mincha, the Hasheni L'Tashlomim, and the second one is for the makeup for the previous one. So first you do the mandatory, obligatory, and the second you do for the to make up.
At the end.
No, you finish. You do the Amida,
yeah.
And then you do the next one. You have to wait a little bit, as we see. Rabbi, shetzorich lagdim tefillas haMincha. In this case, you would have to first daven the Mincha sheichayva, which is the mandatory. Sheichayva shah, which is the time, the obligation at the time. You have to do that before Litfilas HaTashlumim, before you do the makeup. So first you do what you have to do before you do the makeup. V'im Hepech. If you swept around, you switched it around. Shehoi, so Bedayit Shetei Rishon HaTashlumim, if you had in mind that the first one should be for the makeup. So then you did not fulfill the obligation of the prayer, which is for tashlomim, for the makeup, if you haven't it first, and v'tzarich la'achzer oisa achar ha'tfilah she'chayvas shoh, and then you have to go do it again after the prayer, which is the obligation of the time. So let's say by accident you did a first one, you did as a tashlovim to make up for the first one. So you daven mincha, you say, oh, this amida, what I'm doing now, is for the shachris that I missed. So then you didn't fulfill the obligation, and you have to daven the obligation, tefillah, and then afterwards you would do another one for the makeup of the other one, because you can't make up before you daven the mandatory. The only time the rabbis allowed you to make up is only while you are already during prayer, which is at the time an obligation, then you can go and make up the previous. But if you're not obligated to pray now, you can't make up for the previous. So then you can go back while you're praying, you can go back and make up that which you interrupted. But the loy, you can't make up your prayer not before the obligatory and not after the not later on, only while you're praying. It has to be during that time. So first you have to do the obligatory. While you're praying, you can do the makeup for the other one. Kibosh is widely explained. V'chein adin v'chol mokoyim shetzorich l'spalel tefillah l'tashlumim. The same thing is true in any place where you need to pray a prayer to make up. It always has to be within, while you're doing the next prayer. It has to be during the next prayer. While you're praying, first comes the mandatory, and afterwards comes the makeup while you're praying. But the Yeshua in Loimar, but so in this case, he's ruling quite very strictly to you. And he, according to this opinion that we just learned, he's saying to you, if you made a mistake First of all, you made a mistake. You didn't daven the first prayer. That's your first mistake. I guess this is a person who's making a lot of mistakes. So first of all, he is made a mistake that he forgot to daven. And now he's continuing his mistakes because what happened here was that instead of davening the first one for mincha, which is a makeup, he davened it as a makeup for the shacharis first. So he tells him, so then you have to daven the next one, you daven for mincha, and then you have to have another amida to make up for the one that you forgot before. He's going to end up davening three amidas. That's according to this opinion. But the other opinion, the yesh mefakvik in loymar, there are those that question, are doubting. They say, shein tzarich lachzor ulispalel, you would not have to re-daven another time, a third prayer, elaim ken gila daite beferish b'tfilosei, it would be only if you openly, you very clearly demonstrated in your prayer that the second one is meant for the obligation and the first one for the makeup. That is when you'd have daven again. As for example, Shmoitzi Shabbos, if let's say it's Motzi Shabbos, it's Saturday night, you forgot your prayer, now it's Saturday night. So what did he do? What do we do? What do we add on Saturday night when we daven the Amida? We add Havdalah. We do Atochein Antonu. We do the Havdalah prayer over there. So if he adds the Havdalah prayer to the second one, V'hivdil kashibotzi Shabbos, V'hivdil bishniyah, and in the second prayer you make Havdalah, so you're indicating that that's Marif, because you're making Havdalah now. But v'lo hivdil barishoino, as will be explained later on in Sif Tes Zayin. So over there, he explains that Havdalah you wouldn't make two times. Normally, when you're doing a second Amida, you have to say everything what you have to say in that time. We'll learn all the specific laws that whenever you're davening a second time, let's say, and the necessities, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh or something changes, you would do the prayer, the second, the additional prayer would include all the necessary things for that prayer. But the Havdalah is not the same, because by Havdalah, once you made Havdalah, you don't have to make a second Havdalah. Havdalah is only once. So this person, by making Havdalah in the second Amida, and not making Havdalah in the first Amida, what is he really telling you? What is he demonstrating over here? That the first one is a makeup for Mincha, that's why he's not doing Havdalah. The second one is the Ma'ariv, that's why he's making Havdalah over there. That would be a very clear indication that the first one you davened was the makeup, and the second one, that would be no good. Yes, okay, so therefore that would be no good. So you wouldn't have to, only in that case would you have to go ahead and daven a third Amida. Only in that case. But if you did not have that in mind, but if it wasn't such a demonstrated case, then you don't have to daven again, even though, because how are you going to tell which one is which? So you had in mind, so if I had in mind to daven, you know, they're the same words, the same davening, just because I thought in my head that this one is a makeup and that one is the one, that wouldn't, that's according to the second opinion. So what do we do in a case like that? So the case like that is, so he says, we need to worry about their words. In other words, we have to take them into consideration, this opinion. To come up with something new when he davens again. So then, there's no worry for a bracha in vain, according to all opinions, as explained in Sif Kuf Zayin Sif Aleph. It's interesting over here, because this halacha, he accepts this opinion to the extent, you know, like he's saying, there is a very practical question in here. So what is a person who, by accident, I mean, this happens, you know, this is not something that doesn't happen, it happens all the time. Not all the time. People who forget to daven, or couldn't daven, and then they make up the prayer. And what happens? They made a mistake. They don't know the halacha, that the first one is for the present prayer, and then the second one is the makeup. And they switch it around. Oh, and then they say, oh, you know what? So what's the, do they do another prayer or not? According to the first opinion, they're supposed to pray again. for the makeup. According to the other opinion, they don't have to pray again. So he says, pray again, but come up with something new. Anybody can pray again all the time. You can even pray, you can do as long as you come up with something new. He says, pray again and come up with something new. But the thing is, what I see over here is sometimes he says you pray again, but you don't have to come up with something new just because there's two opinions. Like, for example, I remember it comes to mind, like HaMelech by Melech Hoiv Tzedakah Mishpat, where there is a question because whether you have to daven Amida again because you didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat. And over there, I believe that you would not have to come up with anything new. He says, if you're not sure, daven as a nedava, because since you're doing it because of the other opinion, so then do it, but don't say, you don't have to come up with chadash dover. But here he tells you that you have to come up with something new. What happens if a person, it seems to me, can't come up with something new, shouldn't daven again? Because there's a chshash of a bracha levatola. According to all opinions, he says, we don't know that. That's what it seems like. But he tells you to go come up with something new. But what happens if he can't come up with something new? I'm not sure. He doesn't know how to come up with something new. Or I guess maybe you should just come up with something new. I don't know. That's what it seems like.
Are we going to discuss how you say the makeup if the Baal Korah is repeating the Amida?
Not a Baal Korah. You mean the Baal Tefillah?
Yes.
You mean the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur?
Yes.
What do you mean
by... So between the chakras by accident or for whatever reason, and now we're going to make it up during Mincha.
Oh, and Mincha, he's davening. When are you going to do the second one?
Yes, when do we do...
Okay, so we actually learned earlier, good. You have to do it right away, not immediately, wait a little bit. But the question is, during the Amida of the, during the Shliach Tzibur, he told you like this, he said earlier, let's just see what he was going to do. He would actually wait a little bit and not wait for the Shliach Tzibur to do the whole thing. He would just do it himself. Yeah, he needs to do it within, I mean, not. I was looking for the halacha where it says that he has to wait a little bit. We learned over there that you have to wait a little bit. Oh, in Siv Kuf Hey, we learned. You have to just wait like 4 amas, you know, but it has to be right next to it. We'll see some more halachas over here, more laws over here. But it seems like he would not wait for the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur. No, they should not wait for the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur. Maybe just wait for Kedusha, that will still be within the prayer, but it should be very close. We'll see. We'll see over here. And see if Beis, how close it has to be. Let's see, further on. Subsection 2. Ta inenas v'lo yispalel mincha. Let's say you made a mistake. You didn't daven mincha. By mistake or honest. We also learned already, if you did it intentionally, if you are guilty of not doing it, then there's no makeup. Then you lost out. You know. But we're talking about a person who made a mistake or is an honest. So in that case, you can make it up. But what happens if you didn't daven mincha? Tzorich lispalel arvish shtayim. Then you got to do 2 maros. Harishoyna l'shem arvis. This first one will be 4 mariv. Va'abez l'tashlum. The second one is a makeup. Avopi shatfilas emkeneged el karbonim. So although prayers correspond to the sacrifices, so what is the mincha prayer correspond to? To the mincha that they would bring every day. They would bring one keves echad. In the morning, you bring one sheep in the morning, and one sheep you'd bring in the afternoon. What happens in the temple if you missed out a sheep? You didn't do the tumah. Can you bring two? You can't. Once you miss out, you miss out. You can't make it out. So now he missed mincha, which means corresponding, he missed the second day, and now actually it's another day. So once the day is gone, the korban is gone. I mean, I'm going to assume. I'm not sure why he's asking the same question. What would be the din if they didn't bring the morning offering? I don't think that they would bring 2 offerings in the afternoon. in the temple, in the Beis Hamikdash. I don't think so, I'm not sure, but I don't think that they would do that. You have to bring one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Well, then the question would be, if you didn't do the morning, can you just do the afternoon without doing the morning? Is it one mitzvah that they help, that they are not done without each other, or they have two separate mitzvahs? I mean, the Rambam is discussing in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what is a separate mitzvah, what is a combined mitzvah, because sometimes, like the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh are independent mitzvahs, each one by itself. On the other hand, if you have the four species of the Lulav and Esrog, they're all one mitzvah. You can't observe the mitzvah by having three species versus the four species. So, depend each mitzvah, you have to know whether it's a combined mitzvah. In other words, these are details of one mitzvah, or these are separate mitzvahs that you're doing. You might do them together, but they're separate mitzvahs. That's a part of the discussion in the introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, in which he discusses what would be considered one, or, and there's debate on that too. So I'm just wondering, what about the korbanos? Are the korbanos considered to be one mitzvah, but it's divided into two parts, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, or the two separate? You do the morning, if you didn't do the morning, do the afternoon. And then, is it possible that you can even make up? I don't think so, but whatever. I'm sure it's very clear, I just don't know. I mean, it's something you need to look up. So he says, "Afal pi shatfilas him connected to karbon." So, but here he's saying, but it seems here, you have another day, so you missed out on the shachris. If you missed out on one day, of course you can't take it over to another day. Now, besides the fact that that's mincha now is maariv, you're making up for the other time, but it's a totally new day. So normally we say over yom batal karboni. Once the day is gone, there's no, that korban is gone. That korban is history. That's why the reason I'm hesitating, I'm bringing this up, is because he's only arguing once the day is over, the korban is over. But he doesn't say once the morning is over, the korban is over, because then we'd have the same issue with shachros and mincha. Why is he talking about mincha mariv? Because by mincha mariv, he seems to think that over, he's saying over here is that, you know, once the day is over, then what are you doing with a korban over here? So he says, "Kiva shemakom makoyim hatfilas in bekosh derachmen." Prayer, nevertheless, is still asking God for mercy. "V'chol emas shemispalu yesh lischar tefila." He says, whenever you daven, you get reward for prayer. "Elo she'ein lo ischar tefila bizman." You don't get the reward for praying in time. He says, to make up, it doesn't matter. You can make up for mariv, for shakris, because it's still a prayer. The rabbis instituted it. It's begging around. It corresponds to the korban, but it's still a prayer. It's still a asking Hashem for rachmim, and therefore, to do it after the time is okay, and you would be able to do two marivs if you miss the mincha. You could do two marivs. Number three, Sifti Gimel. What happens to oin enes v'lo yispal arvis? What happens if you made a mistake or an oinus and you didn't do mariv? Then mispalul shachris time. Then you daven two morning prayers. Harishayna l'shem shachris, the first one you daven for shachris, vashniya l'tashlumim, and the second one you do as the makeup. Again, the same, by the next prayer you do it. V'osur lechelachi ispalul ashniya, and one is prohibited to eat until you do the second prayer, like we say you can't eat before the davening, as based on the discussion before. So can't eat until you daven the second one. If you started to eat, you don't have to interrupt. So, but apparently, that's still considered within the time, we'll see a little later, still within the time that you're davening, because he started to eat. So that's not considered also an interruption. You can still go ahead and daven. It just says, if you started to eat, you don't have to interrupt, and you can continue, you can daven it a little later on. But it still has to be within the, let's see, we'll see soon. This only applies to prayer. Abul Kriya Shema, but as far as the reading of the Shema, let's say you missed the Shema of the night time, or you missed the Shema of the morning time. Yesh emrim she'en lo tashlumim. Some say that there is no makeup. Well, you missed, that's it. You know. Ubirchas Kriya Shema, lidivra hakol ein lo tashlumim. But the blessings for the Shema, that's according to all opinions, that you can't make up. So, with the Shema, I think he said so clearly earlier, Okay, English commission Mesim Nunches. Earlier, Mesim Nunches, in section 58, over there, in Sif Yud Aleph, so over there, we say that you can't make up for the Shema. But still, I believe that the Shema itself, the blessings of Shema, you can't make up. But Shema itself, he says, it brings down the Chen Ik over there. It says the Shema itself, even though the main thing is by the Shema itself, but the blessings you can't make over. That's what he says there in the end of Sif Yud Aleph. So he says that's the law. But I'm just trying to think, should one read the Shema anyways? I mean, what, there's no loss for that. But it seems to learn that v'chein ikar over there, that you don't have to say it over, because there's a question there, you go bekula, but I mean, what could it hurt to say the Shema again? I mean, it doesn't say that. Over here too, he says, yesh emrim she'en lo tashlumim, that's the only one he brings down. Well, but he doesn't say that there's something to say the Shlumim, because he seems to rule like that. Okay, subsection hey. The toiv shelo yispala l'tashlumim miyad achat tefillah shachris. He says it's best not to pray the makeup immediately after shachris eliyafsik b'neim ba'ashrei. But you should interrupt by saying ashrei. You know, doing the ashrei shachar nefillah sapayim, which follows nefillah sapayim. So basically, what it means. So he says, "G'day Lamed, Gam b'Tfilas Tashlum Tachdim V'Tanchum Mishal Toidum." So that also the makeup prayer should be from words of comfort of the Torah, because the reason we do Ashrei, one of the reasons we do Ashrei is because of the verse of Pesach Hashedecha, Masbi L'Chol Chay Rotzin. Those are words that Hashem opens His hands, provides for all living things what they. Their wishes, so those are words of comfort from the Torah, that's why we do this. But over here he says, so apparently it seems to hear that, you know, you asked me about the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur, but it seems to say over here that after Nefilas Apayim, that he has to wait all this time, which means the note talks about this over here, but over here it seems like he should say the tachron and everything, and then say Ashrei, and then do the second Amida in the morning. So that would be, you know, quite a little bit of time. Now it doesn't say about waiting for the chazan to do the repetition of the Amida over here, but these are all good questions which I got to look up. I'm not sure about that. כדי למד גם בתפילת השלומים מתחדיב את הנחומים של תוירו כמו שיסבר בסימון ראש למד דלת סיף בייס אז אין סימון למד דלת סיף בייס וכן כשמספר למנחה 2, the same thing is true when you're doing 2 menchas. So by shachris you already have a built-in ashrei over there, which follows after the tachanun and the ashrei, but the same thing is when you're doing mencha, 2 menchas, or arvish time, or arvish to toiv lemer ashrei. So it's best to say ashrei bein tefila letefila, between prayer and prayer. Af al pi shemin adin dai bishiyo kudeh hiluch dalad ames k'meshkov shim kufay. Although halachically it's enough just to walk 4 ames, as we learned earlier in Simon Kufay, that just a little, you have to, just as long as it takes to walk for 4 ames, and then you can do the other prayer. Achazoyar hizir shaloi loymar mizmer tila ledovid acha minchoy acha arvis. However, the Zoyar has warned against not saying the chapter of Ashrei, that's the chapter of Tila ledovid, which is Ashrei, after mincha or after ma'ariv. Unless you say it as one who reads in the Torah and not as a obligation. So he says, so basically he's suggesting to you not to say it as a prayer, but to say it as a reading in the Torah, and then you won't be going against the warning of the Zohar not to say Tilo David after Mincha or after Ma'ariv.
I've always wondered why that particular psalm twice.
Yeah, yeah, but because it says if you say it every day, you're guaranteed that you got a world, portion of the world to come, or something like that. Every day over there, at least once a day. But here you do it, we actually do it three times a day. We do it in the morning and after Shacharis, and then we do it again for Micha.
But don't we do it twice per service?
Yeah, no, only Shacharis, do it twice.
Yeah.
Shacharis we do it twice, and then by Mincha we do it once.
Yeah.
Okay, subsection 6, Bob. So, Misha Tzorek L'Ispalo Shacharis Shtayim. Interesting halacha. One who needs to do two amidas for Shacharis. Or Mincha Shtayim, or maybe two Minchas. Vushliach Tzibur, but he leads the services. Yoytze B'Mesh Machzir Atfilo B'Kol Ram. He fulfills her obligation with his recitation of the second prayer out loudly. That counts for a second, for a second prayer. So that would be counted. Subsection 7. Ain't tashlum l'tfilo she'ifsid, ela b'zman tfilas mukhalo. You can't make up for a lost prayer only during the time of the prayer which is next to it. You have to can do it. In other words, you have to be by right by the next prayer. Avaloi b'sho she'ein izman tfilo. But not at during a time which is not the time of prayer. Keep going. So let's say you waited a long time after davening the mandatory prayer. You waited a long time, and yachal ispalel oid lifnei oid l'tashlum tefilah sheifsid. You cannot go if you. So in other words, if you waited a lot, it doesn't say it how much. It just says if you delayed a lot after the prayer, which is mandatory, then you can't go and pray for the prayer that he lost, because they did not, the rabbis didn't institute to make up the prayer that he lost, only at the time that you're still occupied in the prayer, which is the time, at that time, then you can make up. But so then, since he is occupied in his prayer, he can go back and make up that which he, and here he uses a language, shaposha, that he was negligent in his prayer, I mean, even though it's a mistake or an oinus, but he still calls it posha. He brings down at the bottom over here, I just looked, and it says shatoa, that he made a mistake instead of posha, because being negligent would not allow you to daven again. Anyways, you can only daven again if you weren't negligent. If you were negligent, then you cannot daven again. So he says, okay, so either way, so what is the shear of Shah Harvest? So how much? So now, thinking about seeing that, it would seem to me that maybe the Shliach Tzibur, that's still called, that's the mandatory prayer, and that's the repetition. And he tells us to wait in the Tefillas HaPayim Ashrei. So I'm actually thinking, without looking up the sources, that maybe the best time to daven would be after Ashrei. That will do a second Amida. He'll do it after Ashrei. Maybe that's what it seems. He says delayed a lot. You know, what does delayed a lot mean? But we saw that he was eating, he doesn't have to stop. That means that he can continue. So that means eating is not an interruption. Assuming that eating takes a little bit, so that's still considered the time, it's not considered delayed a lot. So I'm not sure. So seeing from this, I just remember an incident that I was witness to when I was a young student. And I was in the yeshiva, and there was the rabbi over there was very strong I'm trying to remember. This was a long time ago. I'm talking about maybe 40 years ago. This was actually in France. In the yeshiva in France when I was there. I was 16 years old at the time. So remember, one of them was davening a second Amidah. And the rabbi was very strong about, if I'm not mistaken, very strong about that he shouldn't delay, that he should do it right away. But according to here, it seems that there's a little bit more leeway over here. I think I remember it was kind of very strict. But, you know, I was 16-year-old, and there were older rabbis that were arguing about it or whatever. So I don't really remember so exactly. But so he says like this. He says, subsection 8. You can only make up the make up only to the next one next to it. Let's say you made a mistake. You didn't daven shachris and you didn't daven mincha. You didn't daven both, right? Mispal arvish time. Then you can daven two marifs. Harishay ha'achrayin le'tashlumim mincha. You can only, the second one will be to make up for the mincha. Shitzulas mukhal arvish. That's the prayer which is next to the marif. That was before the marif. Avol shachris, but for the morning prayer, ein lo tashlumim. You can't make up the shachris. That's too late. V'chein b'shar tefillah. The same thing as other prayers. You can't go back to the previous one. You can only make up the one that is right before this one. Nevertheless, but there's difference with Musaf, it's going to be different. If, let's say, you didn't daven mincha shachris on Shabbos, then you can daven two minchas. Even though that Musaf has already passed, you can no longer daven Musaf. We'll see soon. Musaf, also you can't make up. We'll see soon. There's no makeup for Musaf. If you missed Musaf, there's no makeup for Musaf. There's a makeup for Shachris, but not for Musaf. We'll see.
Musaf already is an additional one.
Musaf is an additional one. And also, Musaf is specifically for the extra korbanos that you're doing over there. What, it's not just a regular prayer, it's for the extra korbanos. And if the time for the extra korbanos is gone, what is he going to do? There's nothing, it's not considered a regular prayer. It's considered just for this special prayer for one, for that purpose. We'll see soon. But right now he's trying to tell you, but shachris, you could daven by mincha twice and make up the shachris, even though you already passed the time for musaf. And the reason is, because Musaf technically has nothing to do with Shachris and Musaf. They are corresponding Shachris and Musaf. They come in the place of the regular Karbonos. They're called next to each other. Shachris and Mincha, even on Shabbos, are called next to each other because they're both coming to the Karbonos. Even though the Musaf interrupts between them, it doesn't matter. This is some totally different subject. Musaf is totally different, has nothing to do with the Shachris and Mincha, and therefore you can be interrupted. All right, we shall continue. Let's do a letter from the Rebbe.